Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil. Get this. Late last night, the House Rules Committee had to meet because there was a big error in one of the Republican immigration bills. The legislation gave $125 billion to the border wall instead of $25 billion. That's quite the difference. There was a big blow-up on the House floor yesterday, a screaming match between two power centers in Congress. House Speaker Paul Ryan and Mark Meadows were in a shouting match in the middle of the House floor. The screaming match was over immigration and could threaten whatever comes to the House floor today. Hands were waving, fingers were pointed at each other. We hear the fight has calmed down, but the lack of trust between conservatives and Republican leadership hobbles the House of Representatives. It's completely possible that today, when the immigration bills come up on the floor, both the conservative option and compromise immigration bill fail. That would put some egg on Trump and GOP leaders' faces. Annie Carney and Ileana Johnson point out that President Trump did what he never does. He backed down. He signed an executive order reversing his family separation policy that the administration had been defending last and even this week. In Duluth, Minnesota last night, the president told a packed house that the media never talks about the American victims of illegal immigration. He didn't talk much about separating families, but also mused about why the elite is called the elite. He said, "I have a much better apartment than they do, I'm richer than they are, and I became president and they didn't." Probably all true. Meanwhile, RNC chairman Ronna Romney McDaniels dropped out of an appearance at the Naleo National Conference. If you read one thing today, read Alex Eisenstadt on Rudy Giuliani getting involved in a House race in Louisiana against a Republican incumbent. The challenger Rudy is supporting employs his new girlfriend. Big news on the Playbook event front. We're sitting down with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell next Wednesday morning. Check out Playbook in your inbox to RSVP. Have suggested questions? Email me at jake@politico.com. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.